In Brattleboro, Vermont this morning, people gathered to pay tribute to 20-year-old Kyle Gilbert, who was killed last year in Iraq. The town dedicated a bridge in his memory. A plaque on a nearby granite stone reads, "Brattleboro remembers all the brave men and women who served our country or made the supreme sacrifice in Iraq." That simple statement emerged after months of debate. It tells the story of how difficult it can be sometimes to memorialize those killed in a war that some still see as controversial. Iraq War memorials are appearing in more and more communities, so call and tell us what's happening where you live. Joining us now is Dan Barlow, a reporter for the Rutland Herald in Vermont. He was at the dedication for Kyle Gilbert this morning. He's with us by phone from his office in Vermont. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It did take a lot of time for people to agree on what would be appropriate for that plaque to stay.
Yeah, Brattleboro is an extremely liberal area. When the war started, we had hundreds of people protesting in the downtown area. And I think there was an urge to create this memorial, but have it very apolitical, not make any statement for or against the war. And some people certainly did have problems with some of the initial proposals that the monument was going to make.
Even referring to the conflict as Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in the area saw that that phrase, which I think the Pentagon introduced, as propaganda from the Bush administration for a statement of support for this war.
And I gather that Kyle Gilbert's parents were just kind of caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, the way that what they've said to me is they really just wanted to have the area remember their son. Before Kyle died, he had spoken to his mom on the phone. The last thing he said was, "Don't forget me," and that was really the motivating theme today with the ceremony. And that's, I think, that's all they really wanted to do was make sure that him and his sacrifice were not forgotten.
What was the scene like this morning?
It was very solemn. I would say nearly 200 people turned out for this event. The governor, the Vermont governor, was down here. He said a few words. And I think a lot of the speakers try to put a personal face on the loss. They told stories about Kyle. The American Legion played some patriotic songs, and his mother released some doves out into the air. It was a very solemn and sad occasion.
Let's get a caller in on this. Jim joins us from Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm a veteran of the most recent Gulf War, and I salute all the veterans of the wars that have come before me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how this figures into Iraq War memorials, which was what I said to your operator. However, I will state that war is the most terrifying and the most beautiful thing that you will ever see firsthand, and that you will see human beings at every extreme, and that unless you have been to one, which most of your guests, all of your guests, have, that your opinions are, by definition, secondhand.
Okay, Jim. Thank you very much for the call.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. There were, as I understand it, there in Vermont this morning, Dan Barlow, some protesters.
Yeah, there was maybe about a half dozen members of the local anti-war crowd across the street on the sidewalk. They were quiet. They were just holding signs saying, no more deaths from war. And I don't think they were really noticed by the large crowd that was across the street. And, in fact, I saw many people in the crowd at the ceremony who I know were not supportive of the war. But they came out to remember someone who died too early and to comfort a family that lost their only child.
What does the Kyle Gilbert Bridge look like?
It's a bridge going over a small brook at the bottom of Brattleboro's main street. It's a bridge that was built last year. It's an older bridge, and they use many of the historical frames for it. And right by the bridge, on the side of a prominent parking lot, is the rather large stone with a flag next to it. It's very respectful, I think, and it certainly will. You can't miss it when you drive by.
Dan Barlow, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dan Barlow is a reporter for the Rutland Herald in Vermont and was kind enough to join us by phone from his office there. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.